Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
All we have to do is to hear the word. If we have no details, or if it is breaking news when we hear of it, and the details are still sketchy at best, we still feel the pain and hurt. We begin to dread knowing the circumstances behind the news. The dictionary defines it in this way. It means to be destroyed, ruined, or wiped out. Then comes another use. To die, especially to die a violent or untimely death. The Apostle Peter wrote these words about God's desire in his heart. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. God hates sin, any sin and all sin, because it is what destroys the soul of man. God desires for all to be saved. Please join us today as we share from John 3:16-17 how that God made a way to keep us from perishing in our sins. By sending Jesus to save us, we escape the destruction of the ungodly.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of his love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Noah and his family were saved from the flood that God brought upon the world to destroy the ungodly. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because of his righteousness. To keep Noah and his family from perishing in the flood waters, God designed the ark to protect them from drowning. Because Noah believed God's word that the flood was coming, he built the ark to keep his family alive. The scriptures declare that this earth is destined for destruction by fire. Peter reminded his readers that once the earth was flooded by the waters, and now it is reserved for fire. He said the elements of this world will be destroyed by fire when the judgment day of the Lord comes. But it isn't so much the physical world that should concern us. Rather, it is the destruction of ungodly men that is coming on the day of judgment. So we hear again the great text that Jesus spoke and the Apostle John recorded for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God reached down from heaven to prevent our destruction. He made it possible that our eternal spirits would not ruin in the corruption of the flesh. He stepped up and gave all he had to give to rescue us from spiritual death. I have heard a number of folks talk about the afterlife, and some conclude that what the Bible says just cannot be true. They claim that the loving God of the Bible, the Heavenly Father they believe in, could not condemn anyone to hell. Some folks just write off the existence of such a place where the souls of the unrighteous are punished because of their sins. But if we're going to hold to the great promise of salvation from sin by the gift of God's Son, and if we believe in heaven, where the righteous will dwell, we must out of necessity believe that salvation is not only possible, but absolutely necessary to save us from perishing. The atoning blood of Jesus rescues us from the place where there is no light, just darkness, where the love of God can no longer touch us with his grace and mercy. We must accept the fact that Jesus will take us home to glory, but for all those who do not come to God through faith in his Son, it says they will perish. There is nothing more heartbreaking than an untimely death. When tragedy strikes and ruin comes to property and human life, there's wailing over the loss, and it's a natural response. Damages that ruin homes and businesses bring great hardship. Financial stress and loss can be very devastating in this world. Treasured items that have been precious gifts handed down from generation to generations cannot be replaced. The loss of a loved one brings ruin into our hearts. The most treasured possession that we have is our eternal spirit. God breathed into humanity the breath of life, and the blessed gift of eternity is given. Our bodies grow old and weak. The physical part of us goes back into the dust of the earth from which it was made. Our spirit returns to the Creator. Our spirit lives on. We remain not in the physical world, but we are not done with life when physical death comes. Our souls are of great value because the promise from our Creator who gives life is that eternal life has been made possible for everyone who desires it. Who wouldn't desire it? We will never find a fountain of youth here on earth. But there is a fountain that flows freely for all to drink from the waters of eternal life. Jesus invites us all who are thirsty to come and to drink. Have you been saved from perishing because of your sins? My dear listeners, please know that God does not want to lose a single soul of man to destruction. God wants and desires to give us life. Eternal life is beyond comprehension, but it is very real. Consider the precious gift God has already given to keep you from perishing.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid. The end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be heart
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.